Hey y'all, I know that it's been a while since I've uploaded, and it's because I've been busy, and I'm sorry. It's been about a year, maybe probably over a year. That's alright. So, this Saturday, July 20th, I am leaving again for Camp Barnabas as well. I'm super excited for this. So, I'm also leaving with my new girlfriend that I'd rather not talk about right now. But Camp Barnabas, as I explained in my last video, is a place where you go to go serve people with physical and mental disabilities. Something that I am wanting to talk about is what God has recently put through my head and started talking to me about for this coming up trip. So, God has started putting hope and more faith in my heart. So recently I've been talking for these little kids who are 5th, 6th graders, like they're younger, and I've been speaking with somebody's help to them, doing hosting. So if you guys know what hosting is, it's kind of you introduce yourself and you do like the games and stuff. And I feel like it's been fun, and recently I've been thinking about how it's important to me to realize that this has kind of helped me this next Barnabas week. I'm just super excited to do that. I mean, it's really cool to think about that, and it's really cool to think about what God has done. I mean, God does all of these amazing things in your life that amount to a lot more than what us humans recognize it as, right? So, in the Bible, it talks about love, and it talks about helping others in need. And it talks about... it talks about how we should always help people who are less fortunate than us. And yes, some people say that, some people say that people with mental disabilities such as autism are special gifted by God, and they are, and their lives are, to them, probably a lot better than what we see it as. But a lot of the time, something that Camp Barnabas has done this year that they didn't do last year, was that they've been sending out, an abuse form to look over and read about. And really, it's really high, actually, for people with mental and physical disabilities to be abused or sexually abused. And it kind of sucks, I feel like. Right? So it kind of just sucks or whatever. I feel like things could be better for that. And it talks in the Bible about helping people. To us, again, like I was saying, to us, they have they're less fortunate, right? Because they have all of these things that's wrong with them, and their parents are being suffered, and a lot of other people make fun of them, and blah, 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 because people aren't nice nowadays. Right? And it just talks about helping others. Like, in Exodus 17:12, it talks about Moses and how he starts getting tired after holding up the stick for so long, right? And it says in Exodus 17:12, it says, when Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, right? Because he was getting tired. And then Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side, one on the other, so that hands remained steady till sunset to win that battle. Because when he dropped those stones, they started losing, not stones, when he dropped his hands, they started losing, and then when he picked them up, they started winning, right? As long as he kept it above his head. And sometimes it seems like that in life, right? It kind of talks about, right, like, if you think about it, it's kind of the same situation a little bit. They're not necessarily tired, but that's why they were sent to Camp Barnabas, is to have fun. And a lot of the time they can't have fun because they're too tired, right? They're not, maybe not necessarily tired, but they are, they can't do stuff like we can. So we have to be on both of their sides and lead them right and help them, and just help them. And sometimes we even get tired of doing that. And when we get tired, instead of having, I feel like, instead of having humans come and help us, all we need is God's strength that He's given us. So, right, and as long as we keep helping Him, I mean, in Hebrews 6:10, it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him, as you have helped His people and continue to help them. So, He won't ever forget what you've done. And even if you are still doing that and still helping His people and helping, continue to help them, and you've already helped them, He will continue to bless you. And it's a big thing, I feel like, for that. He just continues to bless you the more you do that. I mean, and He continues to give you gifts. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every gift that you get, such as being able to help somebody, is perfect. And some people consider autism a gift, and yes, autism to us is not perfect, but God does things in God's ways, and God's way is always perfect. So God gave him that gift, and that gift is perfect to them, because everybody's life is different. So, I mean, instead of, and then, like I was saying earlier as well, another bullet point I wanted to get out was the bullet point of people and how they treat people with autism and mental and physical disabilities, right? Is that they make fun of them. And they don't appreciate what's been shown to them. And John 15:12 says, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." And God loves us a lot, and He's straight up commanded us to love each other. And it's amazing. And then next verse, John 15:13, our next verse is, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend." Right? No matter what other people think of you for helping them, continue to do it, because that shows love to them. And I think that's amazing to think about. I mean, right? You're supposed to go out and serve, right? That's our job. We're servants, not served. Right? Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Because if we're doing good deeds for the Father, other people will see our good deeds and know that we're doing it for the Father. And it's amazing to think about that, and it's amazing to think about what He's done and how our human brains can't conceive all of these amazing things that He's done for us. I mean, and then a lot of those people, oh, I'm Christian, I go to church, and it kind of bothers me there, but I'm not gonna get into that. Just what it says in 1 John 4:19 through 20 is, "We love because He first loved us." 20 says, "Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar, for whoever does not love the brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." And the way I take this is that we can see the miracle that our brothers and sisters are, because each individual one of us is a miracle. If you think about it, we're a miracle because of the path. Right, if our great 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 grandparents, one of them died before having birth, we wouldn't be alive before they given birth to.
their kids, right? We wouldn't be alive. It's a miracle just to think about that, right? The one little off course that could have happened to make us not alive. And if we can't see the miracles right in front of our face, how can we see the one thing that is real that we can't see? Right? God, right? And eek. How can we love something that we can see that is a miracle? If we can't even do that, how can we love the one that we can't see? Right? I mean, and we're supposed to love our enemies as our neighbors, and a lot of time can people consider people with mental and physical disabilities their enemies because they're different, and sometimes they can get annoying just due to the fact that that's their nature, right? They don't know better. And we as humans get angry and upset and defensive about it when I don't feel like we should. And it just happens, right? It's just human nature. But even so, we should still love them. I like that. I like that right there, actually. That we should love them. And then I encourage you guys to, no matter where you're from, my church went a couple weeks ago again, and I didn't get to go that time, but, and there was three churches from California that came here to Purdy, Missouri, small little town here in Missouri to serve for Camp Barnabas. Camp Barnabas is a giant organization known nationally, and I would ask for you guys to look into it and to try to serve. I feel compelled to ask you guys of doing that. So I hope you guys liked this. But yeah, that's about it. Super excited for that. So I will talk to you, and I'll see you guys whenever the next time I do one of these is again. Bye.